The Seven Branch Practice from Pure Good Conduct, The King of Aspirations. Salutation to the noble Manjushri, who is always young. As many as there are in the 10 directions of the world, all those lions among men, the Buddhas of the three times, to all of them without exception, I sincerely make salutation with body, speech, and mind. By the power of aspiration, following the practice of Samantabhadra, with all the Buddhas clearly in mind, by manifesting as many bodies as there are dust particles in the universe, I sincerely make salutation to all the Buddhas. On each particle of dust in the universe, there are as many Buddhas as there are particles of dust in the universe, each sitting in the midst of a host of bodhisattvas. In that way, I believe that every possible space for appearance is filled with all the Buddhas. With inexhaustible oceans of praise, employing all the sounds of an ocean of different melodies, by fully proclaiming the good qualities of all the Buddhas, I praise all the Buddhas, the happily gone. Splendid flowers and excellent garlands, music, perfumes, and the finest parasols, excellent lamps and the best incense. With these I make offerings to these Buddhas. Excellent garments and the finest scent, and pieces of cloth and folded cloth, equaling Mount Meru. With all that is excellent and exquisite, perfectly arranged, I make offerings to these Buddhas. Offering the mandala. Om. The indestructible foundation is not a graspable entity. The golden foundation of the earth is of great strength and completely pure. Om. The indestructible outer wall is inherently empty. The outer periphery is completely surrounded by a wall of iron mountains. And, in the centre, the syllable Hung manifests Mount Meru, the king of mountains. In the east is Lupapo. In the south is Zambuling. In the west, Balangchu. In the north is Dramyan. Then come Lu and Lupa, Nyayab and Nyabjan, Yoden and Lamchodro, Dramyan and Draminyangida. Here is the precious jewel-like mountain, the wish-granting tree, the cow which gives milk at all times, and the spontaneously bountiful harvest. Here is the precious wheel, the precious gem, the precious queen, the precious minister, the precious elephant, the precious horse, the precious general, and the vessel of great treasures. Here is the mistress of charm, the mistress of garlands, the mistress of songs, the mistress of dance, the mistress of flowers, the mistress of scents, the mistress of lamps, and the mistress of perfumes. Here is the sun and the moon, the jeweled parasol, and the victory banner which is completely triumphant in every direction. In the midst of this is all the wealth and pleasures of gods and men, with nothing whatsoever withheld. All the most fascinating things, both my actual possessions and whatever I imagine and create in my mind in the manner of Khuntu Zangpo, like clouds of offerings which are beautiful and vast, perfectly designed as an infinitely vast and well-proportioned celestial realm. Anointing the foundation of the world with perfumed water, we pattern it with flowers and adorn it with Mount Meru, the four continents, and the sun and moon. Imagining the Buddha's realm, we offer it there. By this, all beings must gain the completely pure realm. By offering this excellent mandala, which brings joy, with no obstacles arising on the path to enlightenment, may we awaken to the inclusivity of the Buddhas of the three times, and without being confused in samsara's becoming, and without settling down in nirvana's limiting tranquility, may all of us beings, whose number equals the sky, be liberated. To the host of gurus who are fully perfect with the three aspects of Buddha, we make the outer, universe, inner, possessions and relatives, and secret, own body, offerings within thusness. Please fully accept me, my body, my wealth, and everything imaginable, and then bestow the most excellent, unsurpassed attainment of enlightenment. With all these offering things, unsurpassed in quality and vast in quantity, all those Buddhas are pleased. By the power of faith in Samantabhadra's offering system, I make salutation and offerings to all the Buddhas. Whatever sins of body, speech, and mind I have done due to the power of desire, anger, and stupidity, each and all of them, I now confess and beg to be excused. All the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas in the 10 directions, the Pratyeka Buddhas, Sekhsas and Asekhsas, and all beings in samsara, at all the merit they have gathered whatsoever, I feel happy and joyful. Lamps of the world, however many you are in the 10 directions, and those of you on the stages leading to enlightenment, and those of you gaining Buddhahood free of desire, I beg all of you protectors to turn the unsurpassed wheel of Dharma. In order to benefit all beings and make us happy, may all you Buddhas who wish to show the passing away of your forms, please stay for as many kalpas as there are particles of dust in the universe. With hands held in prayer, I request this of you. By salutations, offerings, and confession, and by rejoicing at the merit of others, beseeching Dharma teachings, and requesting the Buddhas not to die, whatever small amount of virtue I have collected, I dedicate it all for the enlightenment of all beings. As much as is known by Manjushri the hero, and is known by Samantabhadra, I will follow the same, in study and practice, and dedicate the virtue arising from this to all beings. Notes to this practice. Just as the lion dominates by its roar, so the Buddha's teaching on shunyata silences all false views of men. It is for this reason that the Buddhas of the three times are referred to as lions among men. The Bodhisattva Samantabhadra completed the two necessary accumulations of merit and wisdom and gained Buddhahood by meditating that he had an infinite number of bodies, thus destroying body-centered egoism and so gaining wisdom. With these bodies, he made an unending stream of offerings to all the Buddhas, thus destroying selfishness and gaining merit. By praying according to the same system, we get his blessing and help. Note that excellent lamps are symbols of the Dharma, which dispel the darkness of ignorance. Note, the syllable Om is translated here as five wisdoms. Note, the sin of stupidity or obscurity arises from ignorance of the actual truth, and it affects all beings in samsara, no matter how intelligent they may seem. This text is from the book Longing for Limitless Light by Tsiar Lama and James Lowe, read by Wendy, March 2022.